ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all, Allahu Akbar? Who made them all, Allahu Akbar? He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the sun, the moon and the stars? Who made the sun, the moon and the stars? Who made them all, Allahu Akbar? Who made them all, Allahu Akbar?
Today, my butterflies, we're going to talk about talking. That's right, we're talking about something as simple as talking. How much talking do you do in one day? Do you talk from the minute you open your eyes till the time that you're going to sleep? Or are you one of those butterflies that talks less and listens more? Whichever one it is, remember, talking can be your biggest form of getting reward from Allah, or it can be a way of getting the most sin and making Allah unhappy. But why do we say that? Let me explain. Islam teaches us good habits. Islam also wants us to make others happy. Now, when we say good things to people, we spread the word of Allah by talking, we tell someone something nice by talking and make them happy, we teach someone something by talking and we pass a message on, or even we talk and speak to someone and strengthen family ties and friendship and unity. These are all things that can make Allah happy by talking. Islam doesn't want us to hurt the feelings of others. And so, we can get a sin by talking too and make Allah unhappy if we say mean and ugly things to people, or if we hurt people's feelings by talking, or by saying bad things and lying, or by talking in a disrespectful an unkind manner. Now, in this way, you can get lots of reward for talking, and you can get lots of sin too. We must try and make a promise to ourselves and everyone around us that we will talk and make Allah happy, and not the other way around and make Shaitan happy. We must behave in a way that makes people around us happy, and when they listen to us talking, they want to listen to us. They want to listen to what we have to say. They want to talk to us and hear more about what we have to say. Always be sympathetic to others, and when they talk to you or tell you something, listen to them too. This is very much liked by Allah. My butterflies, we always say Islam is not just a religion, it's a way of life. And so our Islam teaches us also how to talk. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke in the most perfect manner. He wasn't too loud. He wasn't too soft. He wasn't in a way that the people around him had to strain their ears, but they didn't have to block their ears either. He spoke in the perfect way, and we need to try and speak that way too. This way, we can spread the message of Allah to everyone around us, and we can teach them about everything that we know. And when other people talk in this way, we will listen to them and get the reward for learning too, insha'Allah. And remember, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "When three of you are together, two of you must not converse or talk privately without the third until in the company of other people, because it makes him sad." This means that if you three friends are sitting and talking together, two of you shouldn't whisper and talk, because the third person will feel sad. You should all talk together. When there's a big group of people, then you can talk privately to your friends. Will you learn a lot from this? I hope so, insha'Allah. Let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll listen to a story.
Sadness, depression, it fills the lives of people every day. Hunger is a way of life. If you open your eyes, you'll see. This is not the way I picture it in my eye. In a perfect world, everybody smiles. Allah has given us glad tidings from above. No one should be left alone in a world filled with love. This is not the way Muhammad was. He was an orphan child, but he always smiled. Smiling every day. The smile was Muhammad's way.
The Talking Cave. Oh, I am hungry. I need to eat something. Wow, a cave. Surely there will be someone inside it. I will go inside and eat him. Oh no, there is no one here. Someone must be living inside this cave. I should wait here, and whenever someone comes in, I will eat him. The lion waited for a long time. After a while, the fox who lived in that cave arrived. Immediately, he saw the lion's footprints going inside the cave. There must be someone inside the cave. I should check before going inside the cave. Wow, a fox. I will eat him as soon as he comes inside. But the fox was very clever. He played a trick. Dear cave, may I come in? The lion was confused. He assumed that this cave could speak. Yes, dear fox, come inside. You foolish lion, can a cave speak? Oh, you fooled me. I saw your footprints outside the cave. I knew you were waiting inside to eat me. It was my mistake. I should have thought before speaking. The moral of the story, always rely on your intelligence.
You are the king. Why do you worship idols? They cannot help nor protect you. Why won't you listen to me? If I am heaven, his father so gently, a man of faith, a man of the king, a messenger and prophet, a little one, he placed his trust in only a friend of Allah. Ya Abati, why would you not listen? Leave me alone, his father would say. Ya Abati,
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.